From WTJU, this is Arts on Grounds. I'm Chase Browning. For this week's episode, we speak with Ali Chirakpour, the director of Shakespeare in the Law and Spring production, The Importance of Being Earnest.
So the show is The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde. You might have read it in your English class in high school. It opens March 30th. There's another show Friday, March 31st, and Saturday, April 1st, all 8 p.m., all free in the Student Activities Building. I think Shakespeare on the Lawn was formed 21 years ago, and our first play was Measure for Measure, and it was just a bunch of students like, why are we reading this when we could watch it? And so they put it on together, and they're like, well, we have to make it free, is like the big caveat to this organization, is like, it needs to be available for anyone to come see it. So I was the first year, and I remember auditioning for Romeo and Juliet, and at first I was like, I've never done Shakespeare in my life, and Romeo and Juliet is like the, like, everyone makes fun of it together, right? And I'm like, do I really want to do this? But then I got cast in the show. You know, it's a great feeling when you're like brand new to a place and they're like, hey, come in, like, we'll be your friend. And it just felt really good. And I was like, well, now I'm kind of sucked in here. And every time I would try to branch out, I'd always like find myself coming back to those group of friends. And so it was like, yeah, it felt really nice. I try to watch a lot of plays because there's a lot at UVA. We have like a drama department that puts on like 5 plays a year. There's FYP, there's PRP, there's Spectrum Theater, and even like community theater, like live arts. So I try to go to as many of those as I can. Oh my God, yes. That's why I love seeing performances, because, you know, when you read it, it's like your own reaction to what's happening. But when you see it, it's like, it's a ton of people working together to like bring their own reaction. I think when working with Ernest, like after I had gotten like my assistant director and my technical director, stage manager, and producer, all these people and all the actors together, and we all started working on it together, it slowly went from like my like one-dimensional approach to like this big, grand thing where like there are these little details I would have not picked up on if I had just read the play. So it's a lot more big picture. I get to sit. I especially love rehearsals where we have like a really big space, so I can like sit like further and further away from the stage, so I can see the whole picture. And occasionally I'd like go right up to the actors and see like in detail, what are you doing? I think my style of directing is very much, since I come from an acting background, it's very much like working with the actors and figuring out like what the actors' objectives are, what are their actions, kind of stuff, getting its character. When it comes to like the more technical aspects, I trust the people I work with so much. I'm like, you guys are so creative. Do what you want to do. And I'll just be here to approve it. And you know, being a director, you also have to choose everyone else you're working with. And so I know, since my technical background is a little bit weaker, I chose an AD and a TD who are both very experienced. So I was like, okay, it's working. It's great. And I really enjoy working with everyone. So I love my scenic designer. She's great. She's been working really hard. So we have like risers in the SAB to kind of like be the stage. And it's pretty big. And we have, so there are 3 different locations in the show, and so there are 2 different scene transitions. And the way we're doing is we have this like central thing, like it's a bunch of flats that kind of like they morph, and you can like move them around to like be the different locations. And kind of the goal with this is like, you know, as the name of the show, The Importance of Being Earnest, like it's like a double meaning. We wanted like a double meaning in the set. Like the set could be one location, it could also be another location if you just turn it around.
Please listen carefully.
Be sure to check out these events happening this week. Come see Ninth Wonder perform at the Jefferson Theater this Saturday, April 1st at 8 p.m. Ninth Wonder is a Grammy Award-winning producer who's worked with artists such as Destiny's Child and Kendrick Lamar. And this free event is made possible by the UVA Arts Board. Lastly, head on over to Old Cabell Hall on Tuesday, April 4th at 7:30 p.m. for another installation of a Tuesday evening concert series featuring Paul Lewis. Lewis is internationally regarded as one of the leading musicians of his generation and will be performing piano pieces by Bach, Chopin, and Weber. Arts on Grounds is a production of WTJU and WXTJ, with generous support from the UVA Arts Council. I'm Chase Browning. This episode was recorded by Lona Manick and edited by Kirsten Hemrick. Connect with the arts at arts.virginia.edu. You're listening to WTJU.